Here's your Kennedy Malloy catch-up for anything you've missed. You don't want to miss the unbelievable deal of the year from Bosch. Grab a Bosch Heavy Duty Pro Core 18-volt two-piece brushless kit for $299 at selected retailers now. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hello, Australia. Welcome to the big Tuesday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Mickey Malloy.
Hello, Dangerous Dave.
How are you guys?
Here we go.
Big Tuesday ahead.
I like the look of this show.
I do too.
Trump and the Queen together.
I can't get enough of this.
What a couple.
It's like the Adams family coming together.
You've got Prince Philip loitering.
You've got Donald's daughter just like a Barbie doll walking around.
It's all happening. We'll get to the bottom of that.
Loving that.
Anytime soon.
I have been watching The Voice.
Oh, well, good
and,
for you.
And there's been a few familiar faces that have popped up, and I just want to know and put it to people, is this right? Can you go on The Voice if you've already been famous?
Have they run out of contestants?
Maybe they have, but a few have popped up, and then one popped up last night that's not famous that wants to be really precocious, and he's two.
All right, well, I'm...
Oh, really?
Yes.
I'm finding it really hard to feign interest right now.
I know, but trust me.
Oh, you've been starved of reality shows, haven't you?
I'm a bit like...
You're coming around.
Jittery.
All right. What about the workplace? There's all kinds of stuff going on in the workplace, especially with women.
There is.
Should they be paid extra to wear dresses?
And have short skirts.
I'm used to paying women to dress take stuff off.
But this is the thing. Because women are saying, I might not dress like a slut at work every day, but how about $20 extra? Might rethink that. Is that really happening?
All right. Well, we'll get to the bottom of that.
Okay.
There's a crime watch going on. I'll just say a Roomba has
caused gone
a high alert, a code red.
Have you got a Roomba?
And an elegant...
I'm going to get you one for your birthday.
Yeah, I've got a Roomba. It's called Mum. She bounces off the walls too occasionally.
She falls over.
Oh, my God. And we've also got Tom Ballard coming in today.
Tom Ballard is our special guest.
Yes, he keeps educating us.
We've got some other stuff. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. So much to wade through. Hello, Dave.
There is.
Did you sleep in a separate bedroom last night?
Of course I did. Yeah.
Again?
Yeah,
this is getting a habit and you've got to change it.
Oh, she's copping like a seal at the moment. Like it's a...
Oh, you don't sound very sympathetic.
Just an impersonation of your
wife sounding like a seal. I hope you're looking after her.
Of course
she's
I am.
She's not cooking or anything.
Mrs. D
she's doing that.
She's doing the cooking.
Of course she is.
Well, then she's spluttering all over your food.
Oh,
strap yourself
fine.
In.
All right.
You're not getting sick, are you?
I feel great. What about you, Mick?
Did she tell her about the bubble, my idea, popping
no,
the
I
bubble?
Didn't mention that.
Is she listening now?
She would be. She'd be in the car picking up the kids. Hi, Liz.
But Liz shouldn't be picking up the children, can't you arrange
for
someone
mean?
Else?
I'm here. How am I going to pick them up?
Well, can't you get another mum from school?
I don't have maids and butlers like yours.
Hello. I don't have those. My kids walk home from school.
Last time I heard you had a staff of nine.
Pardon me, everyone, if you've got kids in car. That's just utter bullshit.
So at the front of her house, she's got these big gates and a circular...
I don't have gates.
It's a circular driveway. Yeah. Have you seen Downton Abbey?
Yes.
That's like that.
Yeah,
that's like...
I was only saying in the kitchen last night how annoying you've been lately and driving me mad, and I feel like just zipping it sometimes.
Time for a break.
All right, well, I might just zip it.
But nine.
No, listen to me. I've had an interesting day, something that a lot of women need to do and should do.
What's that?
I've had my boobs squashed in a machine.
In a machine?
Yes. Right. But on purpose.
Oh,
I had a breast check.
Okay.
I turned up yesterday. I was so eager.
The right one looks good. The left one looks
good. I tell you.
Letting the team down.
Really?
No. Oi.
Do I have to oink them up?
Poke an eye out.
Jeez. Crikey.
It's quite uncomfortable.
So what did
you just get
explain
it done.
To me what happens? So this is your breast test for cancer, screening.
You go along.
Is this biannually? Biannually.
And you just go in, you whack your top off, and you put on a little paper robe. You can, and with your, back hanging out. And then she goes, hi. It takes so quick time. It takes 10 minutes.
I've done one of them.
It's for women, mate.
He's got man boobs.
Mate, how dare you? Take it back.
I won't.
Apologise.
I shall not. Until you behave better with me, I will not.
I did one for the breast cancer council, and we filmed a piece for them once, and
did
I went through all the tests that
there's four
that you
photos
went through.
They take.
And it was, I have to say, it's
It's not difficult.
It's not difficult. You should do it.
Mm. Yeah. So I did that today and it was all over. But as she was really grabbing my right boob, really giving a good feel,
yoink,
and really hoinking it in and squashing down and holding it and
getting graphic.
Go on.
You got any sexy music there, Dave?
She was really giving it a good and she says this, what time do you head to the studio today? I said, I beg your pardon. She goes, oh, you'll be able to talk about this on air with Mick. Hang on. Lift up, lift, oink. I thought, that's not really what you talk about. Do you talk about, you know, the person?
You know what? You're doing a good thing because you're encouraging everyone.
Well, that's what I'm saying out now. It's not a big deal. And you know what? It's a free service too for so many people. You just go online and you can get a breast screen and just put an appointment in. Don't put it off. You'd be mad.
You idiots.
The next one is the poo test.
Oh.
What's that?
Have you done one of those? Oh, it's gross.
Well, look.
But you've got to do it. And you've got to demystify that it's gross.
I've done a test. I've done a bit of poo jogging. you know that?
Well, why
just
don't you
go for a jog.
Why don't you, and then you just kill two birds with one stone?
And a little Assange as well.
What's an Assange?
I take some reading material now when I go for a jog.
What's an Assange?
Oh, you know, when he got up to in the Ecuadorian embassy.
Oh, geez,
oh, sorry, I've taken it down. Okay,
well, it's important. It's health. It's health, and we care about everyone's health.
Get this back on, though.
Yes, indeed.
All right.
Big show today. Tom Ballard soon. All here thanks to Bosch with a heavy-duty ProCore 18-volt two-piece brushless kit for an unbelievable $299. Kennedy Malloy.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
It's royal news.
Mm. Have we got the opener?
Standby. Oh, geez. Oh, okay.
What is it, mate?
I thought it was a Trump update.
One job. Your wife's doing heavy lifting at home. You're doing nothing. You're in the spare room.
Have we got something that indicates we're going to do royal news with a bit of Trump in it?
All right, leave it with me. I'll get back to you on that one.
Oh, okay. How about some...
You've got a trumpet.
Something
royal. What do you
think?
I have a million things.
Yes, we do. You've got five screens in front of you. One, two, three, four, five.
How many times have we done this?
All those buttons.
What are you doing?
I've got something.
Another royal update.
Jeez Louise.
Oh, heads up would be great. All right, thank you.
Heads up? Yeah, I can't think of everything. I think of so much on this show.
It's all falling to pieces, this whole thing. Remember the good old days.
I give.
All came to all the meetings. We were all pulling in the same direction.
Okay, the Trumps have landed.
Yes.
It's 2 weeks, this show.
In the UK.
Oh, they've landed?
They've landed in London. Met by an anti-Trump message in a field of a big penis.
Someone has carved
mowed
a giant
into
penis
his lawn
out.
And talk about climate change is real. And a big old penis.
Good stuff.
They look out the window and go, oh, honey, look out the right side of...
Yep.
The flight. They've arrived, you see, and I'm freaking out. For a start, Ivanka Trump just kills me, and so does Eric. Eric, is that her husband?
Eric's not right.
He's not right.
Eric's
great. I can't stand them, sorry. I'm just going to be really frank about this. I don't care what you all think.
What don't you like about them, though? They seem okay.
The Trump...
Okay.
It's like palace intrigue, isn't it, the Trumps?
It's really... It's concerning. They have gone for a state visit, and what happens when you go there and you're president? I mean, remember the great days of Jackie Kennedy and President JFK when they went there. It was just happy times. It was really wonderful.
Yeah, right. Yeah. What's happening here?
Well, the first indication that the Queen's not so into this is that the banquet is only three courses.
Now, what do you mean?
Well, most state banquets would be six,
11
seven,
courses.
Eight, nine, 10, go for a long time.
She's just saying, hey, woof it now.
Hey, see ya.
Hey, Trump.
Let's G the F out of here, quick sticks. Here's her
two,
toast.
2, 4, 6, 8, bog in, don't wait. There you go.
Yeah, fast game's a good game.
Get
quick.
Out.
Eat your chips and your burgers.
Did he touch her on the back?
He did. Just as she made a toast. Do you want to hear the Queen toasting?
He touched her on the back. At least he didn't grab her on the pussy.
That's very fortunate,
he's
isn't it?
Been known
that
to
would
do
be
that.
That would be inappropriate.
Would that be
it?
A diplomatic incident?
I'd say so. Just saying.
I don't think Prince Philip gets that privilege.
Can we hear the Queen toasting?
Ladies and gentlemen, I invite you all to rise and drink a toast to President and Mrs. Trump, to the continued friendship between our two nations, and to the health, prosperity, and happiness of the people of the United States.
Here, here. Oh, that's lovely.
Now, what happened to Prince Harry? Was he there or not? He snubbed it.
Harry wasn't at the dinner.
Why did he snub it?
Harry's with Meghan, looking after the baby Archie.
Would you like to know who was there?
Who was there, please?
Prince Edward.
Oh, your boyfriend. See, that could have been you there.
Guess what? He's in as Kellyanne Conway.
Oh, she's a hottie. She's on my list.
Is she?
Yeah, she would be on your list.
She's like a lovely lady.
Yeah, really level-headed.
I think she does too.
Yeah.
She seems really kind.
All right, so hang on, but who's Prince Edward with?
Prince Edward was sitting next to Kellyanne Conway.
Yeah, but who's he there with?
His wife, Sophie, Countess of Wessex.
Could be you.
Could have been you.
Countess of Wessex.
Does everyone who...
I would have been sitting next to Liam Fox, the UK Secretary of State for International Trade.
Jane was a pen pal of Prince Edward's.
Yeah, I was. Him a letter.
Got the letter. Proof that I was. The Duchess of Cambridge.
Who's that?
That is, what's her face?
You are the worst royal correspondent.
Kate. William's wife.
Kate.
Kate.
Yeah, Kate.
She would be loving herself sick. She got to wear like a slinky long frock with a sash and a...
G-banger?
Tiara.
Do you have a G-banger?
Yes.
Would you?
It's compulsory.
Do you have a sash, a...
G-banger.
And
a tiara.
And away you go.
And away you might have Swarovski crystal.
And then
I think it's right. Do you want to know what they ate?
Yes, what did they eat?
They had steamed fillet of halibut with watercress.
Halibut? How English?
Mm. Asparagus.
He would have hated halibut.
I don't know what that is.
Unless it comes in a bucket and it's fried.
I know.
He is not interested.
With what the hell's a halibut? Chervil. It's a fish.
It's a fish, mate.
Okay, I'm not cultured. Flakes.
Flake.
A piece of fish and chips, a flake of potato cake, and some dimmies.
Yes, please.
And a crab stick.
Yeah. How about this
Chico
one?
Roll?
Have you ever?
She could knight someone with a Chico roll.
Do you reckon?
Junk. All rise. Honk.
Do you recognise this as main course, Dave?
Righto.
Saddle of new season Windsor lamb with herb stuffing, spring vegetables, and port sauce. It's basically
pork
roast
sauce?
Lamb. Port.
Oh, right.
Roast lamb. They had fish, roast lamb, and then strawberry
chicken or the beef. What happened to chicken or the beef?
Yeah. Lemon verbena cream.
What happens to your prawn cocktail, chicken or the beef?
Yeah.
I'm with you. That makes me happy, those meals. Anyway, it was so quick. They had some lovely wines. They had a rosé. They had a Chateau Lafite Rothschild 1990. You'd be interested in that, Mick. You love your wines.
I would have woofed that. I'd have put one of those bottles on either side of my temple and connected it home.
Yep.
They had a Chasson Montrachet First Cru Margaux. That better be spelt correctly. I don't know if that's Margaux, but it might be Margaux. 2014.
All right.
Don't you want to hear more about the food and the
menu? I don't. I really don't. Hey, we're going to have to leave it there for a minute.
Really?
We'll come back and if you want to.
I love talking about the
Trumps. The royals. Has he disgraced himself yet? Has he embarrassed himself?
No, I think the pat on the back was enough. And also,
he was actually reading off a script. Someone said to him, dude, nothing stupid.
And his hair looks stupid. He's brushed it right back. It looks weird.
Well, what? As opposed to Prince Williams? As opposed to Prince Edwards?
Okay.
Fitting right.
All right.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Now, I haven't watched for quite a few years The Voice. I dip in and out.
Why? Why'd you go off it?
Because the bits that I like is the blinds when they have people come out and they hit the chairs and turn
and
around.
Then
and then after that I go, oh, well, I don't really care much
the
now.
The journey begins.
But they've run out of talent, haven't they, to be honest?
I'm suspicious.
All the good stuff's been hoovered up. This is just, a bunch of...
I tend to be a bit cynical
cabaret
and
singers,
think that because there's a lot of people that have popped up who've already actually been famous are popping up.
What do you mean?
Well, for example, my kids grew up with High Five.
Mine too.
I loved them.
I had no kids at that stage, but I didn't.
Kelly, and Kathleen.
Let's just say there's a little something in it for the dads.
It was indeed.
But the boys in it, who I loved seeing as well, one of the boys was Nathan Foley. Now, he pops up
He'd
and
be
I go,
in jail
I'm so
now,
confused.
I reckon.
He's not
he
in jail.
Please, isn't he?
Wasn't He's not in jail.
Case?
It was 11 years ago that we last saw them. As High Five. He's not on the run. He's had a lot of things he's been doing in his life.
He's got a hairpiece now, I think, hasn't he?
Well, I don't know.
I think he does.
Why would you say that?
Because he was thinning out.
I reckon he was too.
When he was with High Five.
I reckon you're right.
I'm going to put it to you that he's either hair in a can.
I couldn't give a rat's. If he can sing, he can sing.
He scalped something.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Attached it to the noggin.
No, that's not nice. Just be serious. for 1 minute. Anyway, he's 39.
I'm just saying, I'd like to get to the bottom of that.
Yeah, I reckon you're right.
Let's hear a bit of Nathan. And now, realising...
You should borrow Boy George's hat. I reckon that would
let's
be a
see if
option,
they turn maybe. Around for Nathan. Have a listen. See, that's really good.
I think Delta's got him. No one's turned their chair around.
No chairs.
There is a chair.
There's no chairs.
Yes.
There is no chairs.
Delta.
He got sent home.
Delta.
Don't ever think about it.
Delta turned for him.
Oh, well done, Delta.
Well.
In more ways. So, Nathan, well done. Great to see you. But I'm confused.
Why does he need to? He's already established.
Well, the producers must approach people because they are running out of really good talent and good singers.
He's a bona fide talent.
He is, and he wants to have a second career, and we hope that he does very well. Here's another bloke.
All right.
You used to watch this show all the time, Australia's Got Talent.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yes, you loved that show.
Okay.
Jack Vidgen won when he was 14. Right. And he was a bit of a star. He went overseas when he was 16.
He clearly didn't have a lot of talent because I've never heard of him again. What happened? Mm. He was 14, he won.
You don't get out much. Really?
But what happened to him?
You're not very aware.
So why is he back on another talent show
because
if he was already the most talented person in Australia?
Because he's had a crack and he's up for another crack.
So he failed.
No, he needs to have another break. As a 14-year-old, it's a very different world to break into a world when you're 22.
Can we check in with Adam first?
Let's go to Adam.
See what Adam's up to.
Hi, Adam.
How you going?
Hey, yeah, good. Who are you? You know Nathan?
Oh, no, I don't. He's my next-door neighbour.
Oh, you're kidding.
I've actually met him.
Right. Have you noticed his... Is he,
don't talk about his hair.
Do you feel he's got wearing a hairpiece, or have you noticed over the years he's thinned out?
Couldn't possibly tell because I think I've seen him there about 5 times.
Hey, Adam, did you see him on The Voice last night?
Probably making a suit out of human skin in that flat.
It's not.
Hey, there's no James Hetfield on that show, so I'm not watching it.
There's no who
James
on
James Hetfield. He's a lead singer of Metallica. That's what Adam's saying.
Or Corey Taylor.
All right, Adam.
Corey Taylor. All right, yes.
Give him a prize.
We're going to put you on the draw for the Townsville trip, by the way. So kennedymalloy.com.au, you can enter online at the WID page, but you can grab yourself a holiday package from just $299 at townsvillenorthqueensland.com.au.
Tonight, go and knock on Nathan's door. Just say,
well, congratulate him. He'd say he sang bloody well. Yeah. I'll tell you who else. So I'm talking about Jack Vidgen.
Yes.
Do you want to hear him sing? Because he really blew the room.
No.
Yes, you do.
All right.
Let's I don't care. Listen. Let's hear him sing. You sing hello.
Oh, gee. A bit sharp.
Oh, he's blowing the room apart.
He
they all turned around.
The room apart.
He was blowing the room apart. He was really amazing, but he looks a bit different. I think he's got new lips.
He looks like
No, I'm not laughing.
Like
that's so
Milky
silly.
Milky Bar Kids really let himself go.
He looks really quite, you know, beautiful, I have to say. He looks like a beautiful specimen.
I'm not sure that's what you're after, is it?
Look, then after that, here's the most annoying thing.
Yeah.
A bird comes out, she sings, and they all turn round. She's not famous, right? So she's, and then she goes, oh, yeah, my son. He's going, Mommy, Mommy. And they're going, oh, how divine, bring out your child.
Oh,
and this bloody 2-year-old, completely dressed up to the nines, mind you, with makeup and hair.
Don't be too nasty here.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm not being nasty. I just say, stay in the dressing room, you precocious child, because it's your mother's turn. She's looked after you for 2 years. It's her time to shine. Oh, let's have a listen to how they fawn over this 2-year-old.
JJ is walking on stage and Daddy is behind him. JJ, wait a minute.
Don't want to see Mommy.
Yes. JJ, didn't Mommy do a great job?
Yeah.
Okay, now what do you want to perform? Because it's obvious you up here. What do you want to do? Do you know?
He knows Let It Go.
Let it go, let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Oh, God. Who doesn't know Let It Go? Whoopie doo, 2 years old. singing tune.
Yeah, that kid should have.
To
be honest, they should have left that kid in the car.
No, you are.
I put the kid in the car with the wind.
Came out in braces. It was embarrassing. Leave the kid at home. Hey, I'll tell you when we come back. You've auditioned.
I did audition.
But we'll come back for it.
I want to get to Jackie. What's your JJ's? What's his name?
Jack Pigeon.
Jack Pigeon.
What are you talking about?
Jack for JJ.
Okay.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Bang. Yes. Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy here. You're listening to Kennedy Malloy.
You need to apologise to that little child, a 2-year-old.
No, I don't.
I think you're a bit rude. So we're talking about the voice audition. That imagine if that was the day. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
Remember we spoke to a dad who was...
John.
The studio audience were locked in there for 9 hours.
That's
remember
right.
Remember the story broke and apparently they were held in detention and no one was allowed out. They weren't even allowed to go on a toilet break because no one was coming back.
Yeah.
Right. And they kept them in there for a 9-hour
And dads
session.
Had dropped daughters off there and they just
that was
later.
For this series.
Wow.
It was. And I think, was it John who called? Yeah. We got a grab there?
That was pretty traumatising by the time we finished. Yeah. 10:30, I walked down and was still going.
Were you having food or drink at any time of this 9 hours of being held hostage, John?
Yeah, they give you a bottle of water and a packet of chips. And you've got the crew walking around with pizza and we're getting the packet
of
chips. No. Oh, that's really sticking
the knife. Well, that might have been the night. That could have been last night for all we know. Look, we're talking about famous people going on and Beefy's on the line.
Yeah, Beefy.
Beefy, what do you know about trying to, you know, get contestants on the show? It must be difficult these days.
Well, all they do is ring up all the cover bands and try and get the lead singers in.
Oh.
Now, Beefy,
well, that makes sense.
How do you know this? Are you are you in the business?
Yes, sound guy.
Right.
Yes, but you're a sound guy.
I don't mind that because that's where, I mean, if you're funding a cover band, you surely must be aspirational and want to crack the big time.
Yeah, but they don't get to let them through. They only want to let through the kids that you listen to it. The kids, the
The
voice is cracking and not quite there. They're the ones the chair turns for.
Yep. So they want them when they're really, really young, but they've got to pack up the show. They've got to beef the whole show up with other singers, so they get proper singers.
So they want them just to make up the numbers.
Yes. Yes, but you've been on a blind audition, haven't you?
I had a very good audition.
I think we might have.
Okay, sometimes just the quality of your voice is enough to get you.
Right.
So, do you have my blind audition?
Check this out. Did you ever know that you're my
Wait. Come on, boy, George.
Oh!
Whipping his nose.
Wow.
I'm not sure who I'm going to go with.
Really? Who? I think I know who.
Who?
You'd want to go with Delta. Yeah, you'd like to
not
go.
Not professionally.
But I think she would have great advice to offer
you. She would be great because she's talented. She's a songwriter. Yeah.
She
plays the piano.
Talent.
She's
she's awesome.
Package, as they say.
Kelly Rowland's incredible.
Hello,
too.
Kelly. What's she do?
Destiny's Child.
Destiny's Child. Mm. She was part of the other two.
Yeah.
Is she good?
She's
amazing.
Okay, hey, I'm asking.
Guy Sebastian?
Yeah.
He's awesome. Boy George? Not so much.
Guy's overachieved.
Boy George? He's not.
Guy, you know, Guy peaked when he was about 7, 8.
You know what? Guy's going to call up.
Guy's
listens.
Great. I love
I
Guy.
Hope he does. Calls up.
I'll go with Guy. If Guy wants to mentor me.
Well, he won't now.
We'll hang out together. Maybe write some songs.
He does not want to hang out with you, trust me.
Play some cowbell.
Yeah.
Play some...
Hey, you were talking about Nathan Foley before. Did you want to take Diana's call? I mean, she might have
Diana's on the line. Diana, what's your theories with Nathan Foley, formerly from High Five?
Me, as soon as he walked out, I said to my children, he has had a hair transplant.
Well, he wants to look his best, and what you know, that's what you can get now with all the amazing advances in cosmetics.
That doesn't look too stable, though. It looks like he should have his chin strap or something. He's just tied up so it doesn't fall off.
You are very mean.
Yeah.
Come on, did you like him sing? Did you see him?
Oh, yeah.
He was pretty good, wasn't he?
Yeah, no Kevin Bacon, but he was pretty good.
No one's ever any close to Kevin Bacon.
Huge Kevin Bacon fan.
I am too.
Hey, who's going to win, Diana?
Yeah, have you seen a winner yet?
Oh, God, they're all the same, aren't they? They're too confusing. I don't know, I've had too many wines by then, Jay.
What was that?
Too many
Diana?
Wines.
Too many wines.
You have? Oh, God.
You guys should get together.
We should get together. Same in my house.
Yeah.
Thanks, Diana.
Last woman standing.
Can we put Diana on the special list?
Yes. Put it on the list, Diana.
For the trip to Townsville. This is Kennedy Malloy. Up next, the Barefoot Investor.
All right.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Massive news in regards to interest rates are coming down today, and some other big news at the top end of town with Apple making some huge announcements. It's all too much for my tiny brain. Jane,
well,
you're a woman,
I'm all
so
over it.
You wouldn't
I
really
beg your pardon. So there's somebody this. That we speak to that I can relate to because I can't talk to you about this, and that's why we've got Scott Pape, the Barefoot Investor, on the line. Hello, Scotty.
Good afternoon, guys. Very big news for me. This is sort of, this is almost like my grand final.
It's a big day for you, isn't it?
Has it come out of the blue? Was it due today?
There's budget day, there's the budget lockdown, I suppose there's an election day, and this.
I coincide my date night with tonight, the first Tuesday of every month. What we have seen is the Reserve Bank has come out almost 3 years since they've done anything with interest rates. They have cut interest rates. Now, 1.25% is the cash rate. That is the lowest on record, the lowest it's ever been.
Yep.
And we've just seen, breaking news, NAB, CBA, passed on the cut in full. Well done.
Yep.
ANZ have only passed on 0.18% of the cut. Now, we understand this, guys. They're having a tough time. They've only made...
the ANZ's having a tough time.
Yeah, $6,400 million in profits last year, $6.4 billion. So, you know, they've got to keep a little bit back.
Papy, I would have thought coming out the back of a pretty damning commission, raw commission into banking, there might have been a bit of hubris. Mm. There might have been a bit of tail between your legs.
Absolutely.
And why don't we endear ourselves to the public going on here? But you're saying, no, it's an FU.
No, that is correct. So what we're seeing now is just for anybody who's listening, who's thinking, hang on a minute, I wonder if I'm paying too much. They're saying the standard variable of the Big Four is around 5%. My suggestion to anybody who's driving home, if you don't have a 3 at the front of your mortgage, so 3.95 or below, you really should be trying to get a better deal. Give them a call. It's easier to bitch to your current bank than it is to switch. Switch takes a lot of time. We've got a lot of stuff to do.
Yeah. Right.
And generally speaking, if you bitch to them, they will lower your rate because it costs them more to find a new person in. That's the tip for today.
Excellent advice. I love that.
Can I ask you this? Now, when we get down to this low rate, 1.25%, are we giving ourselves nowhere to go if there's a downturn in the economy or if this trade war amps up? Are we in danger of not being able to make an adjustment now if things get worse?
Well, that is true, but, you know, obviously they can keep cutting interest rates, and some economists are suggesting that's what they'll do. The other thing that I would say, when you hear news people saying, look, this is going to save you $500 a year, $40 on an average $300,000 mortgage, that is true, but just think of your parents, your grandparents who are living off fixed incomes. There's a lot of retirees who just got a pay cut with this interest rate's going down. They're living on not a lot of money. So, you know, while it may be great for homeowners, potentially, I don't think this is the sign of a good economy. If interest rates are this low, you've got to start to think to yourself, why are they this low and what happens when they go up?
So why have they done it? Why is it this low?
Because the economy is sluggish. The economy needs a G up. That's why you put interest rates down to encourage people to spend. My view is, does this send the bad signal to people saying, hang on a minute, if interest rates are this low, is there something wrong? And my view is there probably is.
It needs an economic jigger is what it needs, like in racing circles. Hey, let's move on. Apple. Yeah. Now, what have they done overnight? They've diversified or they've changed their setup. Can you explain what they're up to, please?
They've come out with a new developers. They've had their developers conference, and they've got a bunch of things that are obviously a lot of nerds are getting very interested in with the iPhone. But the one thing that me as the finance guy is very interested in is there is rumblings now of breaking up the FANGs, which is Facebook, Apple, Netflix, Amazon, Google. They're saying they've got too much market power. The interesting one for me is the Supreme Court have ruled that there's an antitrust case that the iPhone has to answer, and that is that Apple is gouging people with a 30% commission on this App Store. So the best way to think about it is, you know, really the prime real estate now is on your phone. It's the apps on your phone, and increasingly it's the iPhone, Apple, that is the landlord, and they're charging 30% of every app that you download. That's what they get. This is not small money. They're going to make $50 billion in revenue this year, and the US government is suggesting, hang on, maybe you guys have got too much power. Maybe we need to start getting some more competition in there. So that's why we saw a lot of Facebook was down 8%, Google down about 7%, Amazon down 5%. So overnight, so we're starting to see hopefully some competition in there.
Scotty, in practical terms, for people who use iTunes, that has been split up into different areas. One of the concerns is what happened to the music that is not Apple Music, albums that you've downloaded.
Yes.
What happens to that?
The suggestion is that you will be able to keep that. The whole world now is going into subscriptions, and that's what they're doing. That, you know, because if you buy a lot of music and then you stop, they want to keep slugging you. It's the old Netflix thing. So I think they charge about $12 Apple Music. What they're trying to do is get everybody death by a thousand cuts. They want to keep you on that, you know, hitting
platform.
Your credit card every month.
Hey, Papey, just quickly before we go, how do I download an app?
Oh, my God. Don't answer that, Papey.
He's not joking, Scott.
Seriously.
This is a problem
if
we
I wanted
have to
do
work
that,
on.
Should I contact Apple directly or?
Give Apple a call.
Yeah, it's really easy
Apple
to get through.
Hey, good on you, Papey. Always, he's the one in the long pants with a sensible outlook to life who fills us all in.
Go get his book. Like, he'll teach you how to save money.
Come on, Barefoot Investor.
Scott Pape.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
People would be, if I was to tell, Jesus Christ, don't do yourself up, woman.
Oh, James.
What are you doing?
I had to wear a different shirt today because I said
it's
I had
radio,
a breast check today.
Jeez, just flopped out.
Can't I see that?
Use the word flop. You mean burst out very firmly.
Like it's not TV.
Sorry, Mick. Come on.
Like a high impact. Well, I don't know. What was I saying?
People wouldn't understand my life, my world, how crazy my life is.
Your life is a reality show.
Tom Ballard coming up. Lucky he wasn't in here.
Sorry. Yeah, man.
Well,
get back, Tom.
You've nearly turned me. going that way. Hey, listen.
Yes.
What? You hang out with a bunch of people. I won't say who you've just been talking to on the phone, but that's very high-powered.
Well,
that's Hollywood
we'll
stuff.
Save that.
And your friend Sam Neill, you've been on the phone to Sam Neill.
Well, Sam Neill's been texting me to say he's got a rogue ram that's rooting the neighbourhood goat on his property.
That's such a New Zealand problem. It's like, in New Zealand, it's like, oh, that old one.
He says
tell me
it's an old ram that's very unshaven and unkempt. In fact, reminds me of someone.
Because, of course, he's in my film.
Oh, yes. He's got a small role in Ride Like a Girl.
Film Rides Like a Girl.
Rides Like a Girl, not Rides. Don't Google Rides Like a Girl.
Which is about me and Michelle Payne. So Michelle Payne wins.
It's all about you, is it?
Well, she wins Melbourne Cup.
Did you actually do a scene with Michelle
No, of course I didn't. No, you don't put your two big stars
why would you?
On set at the same time.
That'd be crazy.
That's ridiculous.
It's like the three tenors were never allowed to travel on the same plane. Did you
really?
Know that?
No.
Well, in case the plane went down for insurance
but
purposes.
But who cares if the three tenors
The three tenors all had to travel under the plane. And it was like you wouldn't have me on set. I'm like an essential item.
So you'd travel on a plane by yourself?
Well,
no one wants to fly with you.
Hey, I'm still a bit choked up about last night's episode of Game of Thrones. Episode 10 of season 1, I'm up to. I finished the first season.
Oh, yeah.
What an unbelievable. Last night's episode was all over the place. This is after Ned got executed, Ned Stark. Sansa's taken hostage.
Yeah, we saw that 7 years ago.
Arya had to flee in disguise.
Arya's about 12 at this
stage. Caitlin's trying to lead an army against the Lannisters. And Jon Snow, well, he's up on the wall, but he's struggling with his loyalty.
Right.
He doesn't know what to do. Daenerys, well,
she had her dragons yet?
She's not act. Spoiler alert!
Well, wasn't she?
Well, she's just placed the eggs on a funeral pyre with
Drogo. What do you think's going to break out of the eggs?
You've ruined it. You've ruined it for Nick now.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Well, I said no spoiler. Look, anyone out there who's seen season 2, episode 1.
Like everyone.
If anyone's seen it, And don't tell me this weekend. Don't.
Wow, what but a fun weekend you're having.
This is the last of the Game of Thrones update, so you're not going to do this anymore, are you?
We're not going through 72 episodes. We're not.
I'm really enjoying this. How long has this been going on?
No one is in Australia. People are getting really angry, actually.
Sexual violence and dragons.
For 7 years, you told me I was an idiot for watching that show.
Joffrey's gone berserk. Gone berserk. What's going on?
I think we need a bit of sanity.
Yes.
Big game.
I think Tom Ballard's going to bring us a bit of... Yes, I'm sure Tom's watched Game of Thrones.
Coming up next, Kennedy Malloy.
Yeah.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And it's going to be massive, so hang about, everybody. Don't miss a minute. There's a crime report coming up. A Roomba's gone berserk. There's a guy in Adelaide with a didgeridoo and no pants chasing people down the
street.
Sounds
like you.
You've
been known to do that.
Just how they walk the streets in Adelaide, I believe. It's a quiet day.
I've got a workplace update of what's going on in the workplace. Demands are being made of ladies.
Yeah.
Hitch up your skirts for $20.
Hello. I think I know that workplace. I think I frequent it on the odd occasion. That sounds good.
Each tea is her own.
All right. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. So much to get through, but let's start at the top with this bloke.
Whether or not Tom Ballard was pleased with the election outcome, at least the defeat of Labor's tax reforms means he can keep this material in his show.
When baby boomers die, they get buried in a coffin, also have an investment coffin buried at the same time so they can negatively gear in death. It's a wonderful system.
Please welcome back Tom Ballard.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Tom.
We're going to mention the election. Thought we were going to move on.
Yeah, I thought we were going to have a fun time. Let's put your breast away, please, Jane.
I'm sorry. Listen, I don't normally wear a shirt, but like this and it's...
It's like someone's... crashed a car and the cushions just appeared from nowhere.
Oh, my apologies, fellas.
To break our fall. Well, you're not impressing anyone in this room. That's all I'm saying.
I'm sorry. I thought it was...
Dave looks pretty happy.
Yeah, Dave.
Aruga.
In fact...
Aruga. Hey, welcome
back,
Tom. Sorry, everyone's feeling a bit juvenile today.
We are a bit juvenile today.
You've come on a good
Grow
day.
Up, guys.
Yeah. Hey. Come
on. Now, listen, we were talking off air and you were telling me you've just seen, I don't know, did you get an advanced copy of this? Did you go
there was a big opening. Did you go to an opening night?
No, I just went along like a fleb and bought tickets.
It's in cinemas, is it?
Yeah, cinemas last Thursday. Elton John biopic, Rocket Man.
And what did you think?
I had a wonderful time. I thought it was way better than Bohemian Rhapsody, which might cause some controversy on this radio station.
No way.
Yep.
Have you seen both?
No.
Well, how can you say it? He has.
Well, I don't believe him.
Well, he's in a position.
You like Queen. That's what you like.
I love Queen and I love Elton John.
All right, okay. So, but that doesn't make a movie. You see what I mean? The last 15 minutes of Bohemian Rhapsody were great fun. That was a good time, but the rest of it was
I'm not a huge Elton John fan, as you know. You are. You obviously are.
Big time.
You are, and you...
I am a huge fan, but...
Yeah. Oh, look, there's a couple of good songs early, but it dropped off pretty quickly. Especially once he got to his Lion King stage.
Academy Award winning song.
He got to his theatre stage and his big...
Circle of Life.
When he got his puffy, later date. Here's some of the songs. You tell me if you hear these. Bad song.
That's great.
That's bad song.
Oh, come on.
I beg your pardon.
Well,
not this. This is great.
Oh, well, Saturday.
At the end of the street.
No, Tom.
Feeling hands. Was Bernie Taupin involved in those ones?
No, Bernie Taupin wasn't.
Yeah, that's the problem. And let's be honest,
those songs in the biopic?
I'm Still Standing is in there. Yes.
Wow.
The others, not so much.
What
it does
age
pretty
does
much,
it get up to?
Well, it pretty much finishes once he sobers up, which, you don't
boring.
Want to say it, but clearly when he stopped the drugs.
that's weird. We get it.
We get it.
How do they do Tiny Dancer? How does that get in?
There's sort of, it's a movie musical. So there are moments where he sort of steps into a fantasy world. He starts singing his song. There's times where he's pitching songs.
That sounds terrible.
It's good. It's annoying because he plays Two Bars of Daniel, which is a beautiful song that makes me cry. But what you don't want to do is see this film in Russia. They've just, the news has come out that in Russia, the Russian release version of the film, they've cut out all the gay sex scenes and the drugs as well.
Oh. So if you cut out the drugs, what have you got, about 3 minutes?
And the sex scene.
3 minutes at least.
It's him singing Honky Cat and Candle in the Wind for 20 minutes. and I would not recommend it. Make sure you see it in Australia.
Now,
if you get the
why would they do that? Is it like, is it explicit?
They're Russian.
Like, I mean, who cares?
Because the Russian Orthodox Church runs everything. And
I reckon Putin. My theory is Putin's a bit. Is not necessarily completely heterosexual.
A bit of an Elton John fan.
A lot of those shots are very homoerotic when he's on his horse.
I agree.
Or wrestling a lion.
I mean, mostly he's like the guy says, I can't believe it's not butter. You know?
Jeez. I'm sorry.
Fabio.
He's got that look about
him.
It's
not Fabio.
I think that might say more about you, Mick.
So what is happening? So, well
they have there's Russian propaganda. A lot of people might remember this was in the news. I mean, Russia, you know, has got a lot of problems with the old gays, with my people. I've never been.
But I believe Middle Eastern countries as well. Are they playing it? You know?
I'm not sure about the Saudi Arabian release of Rocket
Man. Let's talk, the Saudi Arabian premiere of Elton John. I can't imagine what that's like.
I just think Rocket Man without the gay sex and the drugs. A story about a gay man who can't get drugs. What is this? The Tom Ballard story? Hello? Get your Ruger again. Aruga. The Tom Ballard story, I said?
Right, Tom.
No, we're going to have to do it.
Hang
manually.
About. Tom, hold that thought. We're going to come back. There's something else we need to talk to you about. This is a new thing. It's a celebrity-based money-making venture.
Well, really? As we're all celebrities here on the show. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think I'm with you on this.
Involves everyone in this room apart from Dave.
Thank you. By the way, Tom Show, enough. At tomballard.com.au for all the ticket details. But coming to Newcastle on the 14th of June, a week and a bit. More with Tom right after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Tom Ballard is with us, by the way. His show, Enough, is in Newcastle on the 14th of June, then Sydney, Geelong, Melbourne, and then Edinburgh Fringe Festival, August 1 to 25.
Where are you playing in Newcastle?
The Spiegel Tent, beautiful Spiegel Tent.
Oh, that'll be beautiful.
Yeah, should be
beautiful.
Hello
to everyone listening in Newcastle.
We love Newcastle fans.
We love those guys.
We do indeed. Triple M Newcastle.
That's it. All right. Hey, now,
what have you been fiddling about there on your...
On my iPhone.
Yes.
Thank you. Well, I know you guys have talked about Cameo before on the show, right?
We have,
this
yes.
is this website where people can go in and they can pay certain amounts of money to celebrities who are doing very well in their careers and everything's looking up for to record a personalised message for
Which
someone.
Which is then played back to you.
Yeah, yeah, they send you the video. Yeah. But then it's also posted to their profile so everybody can see the same message.
Is it just audio or is it a video?
No, it's visual.
It's their own
video.
Oh, really? It is, and that's why, I mean, it's quite an astounding breakthrough and a thing, and as you say, some celebrities are doing so well that they're the prices are quite astounding.
All of us very nervous to hang shit on this thing that we will definitely end up on.
Have you got a market price there?
It sort of varies depending on your level of celebrity. So Charlie Sheen is on there for $350.
So for $350, so I'm clear. If I pay $350 and tell him what to say, he will send me a video message going, "Hey Mick, great night we had the other night with all those high class prostitutes."
Yes, he would say
thanks for letting me have a couple.
Yeah. I don't know if he'd pretend to be your friend. He's more like, hey, your friends told me to send you a message and hello.
But he could do that. You never know if he's got a good sense of humor.
What are you saying? He's not going to pretend to be my friend.
Yes.
For $350, he bloody well better be your friend. Right. And that's US, I imagine.
Yeah. Snoop Dogg's on there. Gary Busey's on there for
$250. Gary Busey? He wouldn't know he's on there, I reckon.
That's awesome.
Hey, can we send Gary Busey a message? Is that service available?
It is his own
intervention. Are Australians on this?
Well, this has just come out. The news recently is that you've got your Australian D-list celebrities getting involved in Cameo.
Oh, dear. Oh.
Namely, reality stars, Married at First Sight, MAFS. I know you're a big old fan, Jane.
Yes, I watch. Not a fan, I know them all.
So who's on it from there? Who's on it and how much are they charging?
Mike Gunner is on there. Tell me about Mike.
Okay, Mike was with Heidi. He had a bit of a bad rep amongst women around Australia for being, a bit of a misogynistic dick.
Okay.
But I did support him because I thought Heidi was a bit of an earache and I thought he was trying to be a nice guy. Oh, have I said something wrong? But I'm gunning for Mike.
Gunning for Mike.
But... He's on this.
He's on Cameo.
So he can send you.
He could send a message.
Send you
how much?
A message. Well, I'll tell you the message. Okay. All right, we'll hear the message. You tell me how much you think it's worth after you hear this delightful message.
Okay.
On Cameo from Mike Gunner.
Hey there, Darren and Susie. Your good friends Brad and Emily asked me to give you a little shout out. I understand you have a new little girl called Aoife. She sounds lovely. I believe that's an Irish name, if I'm not wrong. Well, I'm very excited for you, and I'm sure you're just as excited, probably over the moon. Your first little baby, that's great. Anyway, I hope everything goes well. And, you know, Aoife has a beautiful life ahead of her. Anyway, you take care, and All the very best. See ya.
He's a real raconteur.
He's done his homework with Aoife.
Beautiful. Yeah. Like, you really tell he's hard, isn't it?
And he was so trying hard. And Mike does have a bit of a radio voice, don't you think?
Good voice. What do you rate? How much you pay for that?
One Bitcoin.
That's quite
I don't
a lot.
Know. What's the market
How much
say?
Is he worth?
$20.
$20.
$20 for that.
But that's crap
And can you
money,
tell how
it?
Many he's done?
Yes. His whole profile's on there. He's got a range of videos. You can see he knocks out a few in an afternoon because he's in exactly the same outfit in front of the same wall. You might as well get him done once I've come
sure.
through. And good luck to you. The whole business model is based on, you know, enough people thinking it's kind of funny or sweet to
it's fun.
And if you get enough people,
yep.
and then you start, you could make
so
some money.
I could ring him up. And get him to do one for Jane.
Absolutely. That would mean a lot to her and would make wow. be very heartwarming. Now, yeah. I'm on
I'd
there too.
I'd rather Charlie Sheen.
I'm sure that's doable. Mike's got a bit of cash.
I might give him your number.
Oh.
And get him
Trust
to do
me,
it
I don't think I'm his type.
Winning.
Mm. Hang on, one more button.
You sent him a video of that.
You should do that. I'd pay really? $500.
Now, I was joking Thanks. About being on there before, but I got fired by the ABC last year. Things are going tough. This is the only media I have involved.
You've had
now.
A crack?
Really, Tom? That's not right.
Well, it's the truth. And I'm on Cameo myself.
Okay.
Oh, wow. And actually, Mick, someone hit me up and asked me to record a message for you,
oh,
Mick
wow.
Malloy.
Oh,
I'm so happy.
I brought it in. This is my message to Mick Malloy from Cameo.
Thank you.
Hey there, Mick. It's Tom Ballard here. Your good friend Jane asked me to send you just a little shout out. She tells me that you're a very big fan, which is very cool of you. Thanks very much. And she also just wanted me to tell you to sort your f***ing life out. You're a disgrace to yourself and the radio station you work at. You're unprofessional. You steal all of her jokes and her food, and your personal hygiene is becoming a real problem. Okay, so for f***ing sake, Nick, pull it together, because for Jane, every single day coming into work yes. is a living hell.
Oh, my God. It's true.
Okay, well, all the best, and you take care. See ya.
Oh, can I say, that's the nicest thing she has ever said.
Not my words. Not Jane, whoever she is.
Yeah, that is Jane, beautiful. She did do it a little bit too sweetly, actually. Yeah. Right. You know, if
Thank
I
you.
Had to
Thank
say
you both of you.
$400.
$400. You're a good man.
We love hearing that, and we love having you on, Tom.
Thanks for coming in, Tom.
Thank you very much.
Have fun in Newcastle. Where
yes.
else?
So you go Newcastle, then you're in Sydney at the Comedy Store, then Geelong Spiegeltent, and Melbourne on the 28th.
Got
and 29th
a busy June coming up. Yeah.
All over the place. Get but also check out my Cameo, please.
Yes.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
I need to report a crime.
Kennedy Malloy's crime report.
Crime report.
Very serious crime going on around the globe.
What is it?
As we
Tell
speak.
Me.
Well, let's go overseas to Florida.
Okay.
A 3-meter alligator broke into a house, and I've got the 911 call and the carnage that the alligator. So it's gone in through a window, so through a ground floor window.
Oh, no.
And then it goes in, and then it just starts. It can't find anything to eat, so it just starts smashing the crap out of everything. It starts smashing up.
Its tail would whack things.
It's whacking, it's knocking off glasses. There's red wine spilled everywhere.
Really?
Have a listen.
How
to
bizarre.
Firstly, the alligator going cocoa bananas in the house, and then the 911 call.
Oh, my God.
Florida police, this is Matt.
Hey, Matt. I have a gigantic alligator who came into my garage and is sitting in my kitchen. A huge one.
I'm sorry, is it in your house?
Yes.
Okay, you said it's in
It's huge.
It's in your kitchen?
Yes. I don't know how it got here, but it's here.
Are you safe? Are you in your bedroom? Or?
Yeah, I shut the door and I'm in my bedroom. I'm not leaving here until you get here.
Okay. All right. We're on the way up, ma'am. The newspaper deliverer actually called in because she saw it kind of hang around there. So we're on the way.
Well, how funny is that?
But he's so low-key and calm about
yeah.
it, isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah,
just
yeah.
goes, yeah, you're right. Are you there? You're in your That's bedroom?
Mm. Was it Jackass, the movie? Was it Bam? Who put one?
I can't
he
remember.
Plays practical jokes on his parents, so he put an alligator in the kitchen. So when they come home, they,
oh my God,
that's these, nuts.
His mum comes on, turns on the lights, goes into the kitchen, is rummaging around.
That's an alligator.
There's an alligator on the floor. Bang!
They seem kinder than crocodiles.
Yeah, they do, don't they?
Yeah.
Less
I
aggressive.
You can get away with a bit more with the old alligator really? Than you can with your salty. Okay. I say, hey, let's go to Oregon. A man called the police about a burglar.
Yep. What happened?
Three armed officers arrived.
Mm.
It turned out it was a Roomba that had gone mad.
Oh, what happened?
He said a crime's happening. It's a crime in progress. Someone's broken in. I can hear a burglar making loud rustling noises inside the house. I think he's locked in the bathroom.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
And he'd just gone for a walk, come back, and then he'd called.
Did they see the funny sign? Because often three
cop cars turned up.
Yeah.
Three armed officers. And when they've kicked the door down, it's a Roomba.
Oh, man.
But they were, did they, hang on, it says they did. The entire group erupted into peals of laughter for you. And then they shot him. For a false call.
Someone would have got shot. Oh, hey, let's go to Adelaide, closer to home now. A Fulham Gardens resident in his undies has used a didgeridoo to chase off the intruder. Now, we've said this. There's always been some bizarre crime coming out of the Great Strait of South Australia. But this is one of my all-time favourites. And the man has faithfully recreated him running down the road with his didgeridoo for a number of different news organisations. Mr. Abrook is the guy's name. Let's have a listen to him being interviewed.
I was out there in all my glory, you know. I was dressed up really nice from there down. That was it, but I notice I run faster naked, you know, sort of semi-naked anyway, so I might try that in the next meet. I don't know. There we go.
Next meet, as in how do you know that you run faster naked? Where would you work that out? Is he a streaker?
We've all been involved in a Benny Hill style chase, haven't we?
You may have.
We've all had to jump out a window semi-naked, really? Haven't we? And run for our lives.
Oh, really?
Or is that just you?
Is this Island of Mystique kind of stuff? Oh,
to never mention
don't bring it up.
What happened in Mystique? You swim for your life when you're leaving the Island of Mystique.
Forget the alligators. No. Snap, snap.
Just get to the boat. Just get to the boat.
Don't look back.
Do not look back.
I want to go.
I want to go too.
Trust me. Promise me.
What?
You will never go.
What do you mean?
To why? The island
who
of
who
Mystique.
Says you own Mystique?
Yeah, that's right. Why do you get dibs on it?
So what is? What's his name? Is it? What's his name? Mr. Abrook.
Abrook. Yeah. Yes.
So my favourite. He's pretty good.
Yeah.
But my favourite. Do you remember a guy? I think he was from Queensland. Mm. I think his name was Mick. He was on the Today Show, and he'd chased someone in his underpants.
Oh yes, I do. Was this on the Today Show? Was it? Was Carl talking to him?
I think he was too. Actually, I think I've got it.
Oh, you do
I've
have
got
it.
The audio. Yeah,
Let's have a listen.
Yeah.
I was in bed sleeping at 2 o'clock this morning. My wife comes in and says, "Oh, the shop's been someone ran into the shop." And I said, "Oh, what?" So I jumped out of bed and all I had was my undies on. And I've walked out the front and I've seen the car smashed and I've seen the bloke walking back to the car, and so I've walked outside and I said, "Oh, what are you doing, mate? Like, you can't be leaving the scene." And he goes, "Don't be a hero, mate." And I said, "I'm not trying to be a hero, but the police are coming." And he just decided he'd scoot up the road, and I just said, "Nah, it's not going on like that, mate." So I jumped in my car and I started chasing him up the road, and then he went down a side street, and then the police were coming. But, mate, all I had was me jocks on, and I was chasing him up the street, and I'm just like, "Mate, I had nothing on bar me jocks."
I think it was Daniel. Was that his
Daniel name? Was it, yeah.
That is one. That's the most Australian man. And I love the guy with the didge, but I think this bloke, as a vigilante,
but he's taken a reasonable vigilante and a calm, quite happy one.
Well done.
All Australian hero. Well done, Daniel.
This is Kennedy Mallor.
As heard on Mildura's 97.7 Triple M, Shawnee for breakfast.
Well,
you've got Matt Mann for breakfast as well. This is Kennedy Malloy.
I love Mildura.
Do you?
It's a good
summer. Asia.
The odd nasty dust storm up there, but it gets hot.
Shout out to my auntie Carol, who lives in Mildura.
Beautiful
to the show.
Food and restaurants up there.
There's an absolute cracker there, isn't it?
Mm. Murray River.
So Stefan? Is it Stefan's?
Yeah. Yes. He's really good. Right. I've been there a few times.
Yeah, well, you would have.
Oh, yeah, I knew.
It's not Paris, but you would.
Mildura, Paris.
Go on there.
Plenty of people go to Paris, mate.
All right.
Plenty of people save up their money.
Not for a giant strawberry.
You're a giant strawberry.
For anyone tuning in for the first time, Jane often goes to Paris to have breakfast, champagne breakfast with a giant strawberry.
Do you know what? People understand me.
You do
they understand
that,
my life, and they're happy if I have a little bit of happiness in my life.
Jesus.
Just a little bit. I'm under the pump so much.
Working mum, five kids.
Working mum, five kids. Work with you.
Had your boobs out today.
Hey, that was for special reasons.
That's a recreation of what happened earlier.
Dave, that's kind of juvenile. Hey, gosh, I love stories like this.
Yeah, tell me.
They come up occasionally. You know when people go for a rummage and find out they bought something from like a market or they found something in the back shed and all of a sudden it was worth like $80 million.
Oh, why can't that happen to me?
Oh, well, go and have a look.
All right.
There could be something.
Okay.
Down the back of the house, under stairs, in a box somewhere that's worth a lot of money. There's a chess piece that was bought for $7 back in the 1960s, has just sold for $1.8 million at an auction because it was an artifact from the Viking era.
What?
A 900-year-old artifact. Someone's bought it. I'm going to, you know what I'm going
to
do?
What?
I'm going to go home and check out my Hungry Hungry Hippos. Just see.
They could go back to the late hippos. 70s.
Well, it could be from the Byzantine.
Yeah.
How do they know?
I could have a barrel of monkeys somewhere. Like a chess piece.
Pick up sticks.
It's not even the horsey. Look, it's like
it's a bishop.
Like the bishop. I would have thought the horsey. Imagine, I'd go back and look because if you've bought one piece, maybe all the other pieces are there as well. Now, how much is the whole board worth? Dave, you do the sums.
Yeah, a lot of money.
Let me, is it 11, how many pieces? There's just, is it 20 something, 22?
Let me get the abacus.
Oh, sorry, do you play chess?
Yes, I do. In fact, I've never been beaten.
Well, let's have a game.
I've never been beaten.
Well, hello. Welcome to your new world. Welcome to the world of being beaten in chess by
Everyone
Jane
knows
Kennedy.
Men are better at chess because we think in a more linear way.
Okay.
So you'll get distracted.
Oh, thanks, Bobby Fischer.
You'll get
idiot.
All right. Kennedy below.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong? This is Kennedy Malloy.
Thanks to Bosch and the heavy-duty Procore 18-volt two-piece brushless kit.
Bang!
Go to store. Bosch retailers. Good, better Bosch.
The Bosch. Yeah. I love the Bosch.
Do you?
Yep.
You do a lot of drilling, don't you?
Oh, I do.
Power tools?
Well, I'm handy around the house.
Yeah.
Well, but I like the impact wrench and the brushless impact driver because that works great around my house, and the heavy-duty hammer drill. Use it all the time.
Mickey and Bosch together.
What a force to behold.
We can do anything.
Dream team. Could,
yeah. Well, that's right. Yeah, take that tone out.
You need a belt for your Bosch.
Well,
an extra large one.
Okay,
I've said enough.
Better go to a
store. Okay, I'll stop talking now. I'm sorry, mate.
Unbelievable.
I know. Be nice. I know.
Well, I'm Bosch.
Good, better Bosch.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hey, by the way, you can enter online at kennedymalloy.com.au. If you'd like to score a trip to Townsville, go to the win page.
City of Townsville.
They've got some great specials going on.
We have a winner from today, too.
Oh, yeah?
That was our caller, Adam, from the Central Coast.
Oh, well done, Adam.
And that's from 2GO. I have a shout out to
Ben. And what are we giving away?
Well, so he's won a trip for him and a friend, or, well, you know what? It's accommodation, it's flights to Townsville.
Fantastic.
You can go explore the Great Barrier Reef.
Oh,
there's shipwrecks, there's
Beautiful.
Name some sea life. Name some sea life.
Manta Ray. Okay,
so
and
that's all you got.
That's the that I'm done.
Maybe a dugong? Do you get a dugong up there?
I don't think so.
Clownfish?
I don't know.
Clownfish. That's what you'd be if
you're
a fish.
Seahorse?
That's what I'd be if I was a fish.
Seahorse?
Yeah, because I'm hung like a horse.
Or a walrus.
Like a seahorse.
A walrus?
Hey, Adam was the caller who said he's next door neighbour to Nathan Foley. But he's never met him.
And he was checking out whether he had a hairpiece or not.
That's it.
And then you pulled out of your bag hair in a can.
I did.
Interesting.
So what are you doing with that?
Well, I just have it on standby in case I have to go out somewhere and I just see a grey I didn't see. And you just go, ksh, ksh. It's really good. I recommend it. See?
Yeah.
It's L'Oreal Paris Magic Retouch.
Because if you did that all over Dave's noggin, would it look like he's got hair?
That would look like Mike Gunner. Hey, I was talking about Sam Neill had let me know that he has got a very randy ram.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's been rooting the neighbourhood goats.
Okay.
Right. Sam did reply, and he was listening. He just said, embarrassing but true. I don't know what it is. He has very sexy animals that he adopts, including a few pigs, ducks. He's got them all.
He's still in my film, by the way.
Your film?
He's
got
film.
A little role.
I think he's got a couple of scenes.
He has?
He might be the star.
It's so good that he was able to learn so much from you.
Yeah, I took him under my wing.
You did. You're
Told
a great teacher.
Remember our acting workshop we did?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Let's not go there. Hey, we've got a birthday greeting.
Who
it's our
to?
Boss. Now,
Who?
Our super boss.
I'll be nice. Who?
Oh, Grant.
Grant Blackley, our
it's
CEO.
His birthday, is it?
Of SCA Southern
be
Cross.
Like, what, be 28 to 32?
I'd say so. We want to be here for a while.
He's a good-looking rooster.
He's a good-looking guy. He's really funny.
Do you know what me and Grant don't know about this business?
Really?
Put into a match.
Well, he's a man of experience.
Between the two of us, we've got it covered.
And he's a fellow Gemini.
We often talk after every phone.
Every
show,
do you?
Every show.
Do you?
Grant, what are you thinking? Where's industry going? I give him my perspective. He takes it to the board.
He really listens, does he?
He does.
Yeah, I can see that. Not.
He is. Yeah. He's like mentors me.
Does he? Well, I have cups of tea with him and chat about other things.
When do you do that?
Oh, just, you know, don't you worry your pretty little head about it.
You've had cups of tea with Grant Blackley.
Grant and I have lots to discuss.
Oh, man.
Grant.
You know.
Hey, I want to give a shout out to...
Apparently that's what he does just before he sacks you.
I have
well, it's not true because...
And then whack, takes you out.
He's not going to sack me.
He will take you out for a drive. He will take you out and whack you. I've heard that's what he does if he doesn't like you.
See, it was going well until you did that bit.
I'll speak to him later. We'll probably go out.
Stop now. You'll get a sack.
Shout out to Triple M Coffs Harbour. Moffy for breakfast, we know. Moffs Harbour.
We know Moffy. Yeah.
He's doing a big charity walk as part of their Give Me Five for Kids.
How far is he walking?
He's walking 50Ks in 5 days. So he started in Woolgoolga yesterday, Mooney to Coffs today. Tomorrow he's live from Harvey Norman for the Brekkie Show.
Oh, good on you,
Moffy. Continuing to walk to Coffs Harbour. So good on you, Moffy.
Harvey Norman.
That's it.
Isn't he Coffs Harbour? Can't he go for the Big Banana or something? Or?
Maybe.
What do you mean? That's just around the corner. He's walking further than the Big Banana.
That's true.
Is that all you think of when you think of Coffs Harbour?
Yep.
That's very cliche.
Anyway, raised $14,000 already, so that is amazing for Give Me Five for Kids.
Back
Moffy.
To Grant. Now, Grant's a good guy.
Yes. As I said,
you don't know him like I know him.
Shut up.
I've never met him.
Aren't you, Grant? Happy birthday. You'll never get to meet him.
I don't.
If he meets you, it's to take you out and whack it.
Is that right?
We are both Geminis. It's my birthday on Sunday, so we share a Gemini thing. You can't split the twins.
48, 49.
So did you say split the twins, right? Stop looking at your breasts. Oh, they've had a big day out.
They're tired. They've had an outing.
Just button up.
They've had quite the day. The outing.
They get the 3 votes today. They really do. All right, everyone.
Good luck to you all.
Hey, Wendell Saylor and Ryan Girdler and Lee Sales are going to join us tomorrow.
What a good show that can have all those people.
That'll be a huge State of Origin gig tomorrow for Kennedy Malloy.
Another unbelievable Kennedy Malloy podcast done and dusted. For the unbelievable deal of the year, grab a Bosch Heavy Duty Pro Core 18-volt two-piece brushless kit for $299 at selected retailers now.